She hunted. She climbed mountains. She played golf in the Egyptian desert. She rode a bicycle before most women did. She charged around Europe, fearlessly confronting conductors and opera house intendants. And she spent time in prison standing up for women's suffrage in England. Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. We'll hear a major work of the indomitable Ethel Smyth on this week's program, as well as one by Welsh composer Grace Williams. Ethel Smyth was an English composer who lived from 1858 to 1944. The fourth child in a comfortably well-off military family, she was born in London and grew up in Sidcup. Her father was a major general in the Royal Artillery. Ethel's love of music was triggered by a governess who had trained at the Leipzig Conservatory and who played classical pieces to her on the piano. Ethel resolved that one day she, too, would be a student at the Leipzig. From her father, she met with fierce opposition. It was unthinkable that a young English woman should go unaccompanied to study abroad. Amateur music making was all very well, but it was not done to take up music professionally. Largely by making herself insufferable at home, Ethel wore down her father's resistance, and in 1877 he let her go to Leipzig. The adventure was a complete success. She made friends with Brahms, Grieg, Tchaikovsky, Clara Schumann, Joachim, and other front-ranking musicians. After a period at the conservatory, she arranged to take private lessons in counterpoint with Heinrich von Herzogenberg, composer and friend of Brahms. With Herzogenberg's wife, Liesel, Ethel formed the first and one of the deepest of a series of often passionate attachments to other women, who included such disparate personalities as Mrs. Pankhurst, the suffragette leader, Mrs. Benson, the wife of the Archbishop of Canterbury, Lady Ponsonby, the wife of Queen Victoria's private secretary, Edith Somerville, the Irish writer, and the novelist Virginia Woolf. She became one of the most original figures in British music history, attaining international recognition as an opera composer at a time when women were still considered amateur musicians. In 1903, she conducted her opera Der Wald at the Metropolitan Opera in New York, the first opera by a woman to be performed there. Before that, in 1890, Smyth stepped out into the London musical scene with her first orchestral work, the Symphonic Serenade in D. We will hear it now in a Chandos recording by the BBC Philharmonic, Odaline de la Martinez conducting. The serenade is unusual in its conception. Consisting of four movements, the two outer ones are orchestrated for the complete symphonic forces. The two inner ones are almost chamber-like. There are no trumpets in the second movement, and in the third movement, the horns and timpani have been removed as well. Then, the gentle pizzicato ending of the third movement gives way to the rhythmic excitement of the finale.